think of it as eating local, very local. From front lawns to alleyways, parks and parking lots, Toronto, it turns out, is filled with fruit trees and bushes. But despite their ubiquity, these plants and the people who planted them are often neglected. Helena Moncrief wants to change that. She is the author of The Fruitful City, The Enduring Power of the Urban Food Forest, and she recently took R. Morgan Passy on a tour to discover some of the fruit growing in this city's backyard.
The birds know where the fruits are. They also know where the blossoms are, because that's where the insects are. And so you can follow the birds and you'll get a hint. I'm Helena Moncrief. I'm the author of The Fruitful City. This one is my clue to the Mediterranean gardener. They have a small property and they have jammed it full with what they can. This piping that's been built over a pad is covered in a gorgeous grapevine. If you just bought this house, you didn't know anything about grapes, you might say, ooh, that's kind of messy. But once fall comes, it's going to be laden with these great big plump grapes that can be turned into juice, jam, jelly, wine, you name it. So much potential. So we are near Bathurst and St. Clair, not far from the Witchwood Barns, a place that had a lot of Mediterranean, in particular Italian people move in around the 50s who wanted that piece of home in their backyards. They wanted something familiar and also to supply themselves with food rather than relying on a grocery store. And a lot of the remnants of that, they live on as these agricultural graffiti marks of who was once here.
Okay, let's go see some more.
Okay, we're going to go this way. These are houses that were probably built in, you know, the 40s, 50s, and they would have planted fruit trees. We can see some of them here. But the fences, I notice, are slowly getting higher. Okay, where are our blossoms? Okay, that's probably a cherry tree. Can you see up there? You might have to look through the fence. Do not touch that dog's cherries. You can tell by the size of it, nobody's paying much attention to it. If it were one of the original planters, they would have trimmed that so that you could reach all the cherries. I know there was a fellow who lives not far from here who had a string to the top of his cherry tree strung into his kitchen with bells on it, and he'd sit there in the morning having his coffee waiting for the birds, and when the birds came he'd ring the bell so the birds would fly away. Didn't want to share. Almost every fruit tree that we think of as a lunch bag fruit, sweet apples, plums, pears, are not indigenous to this country. So they were brought here by newcomers. So even Champlain and his people brought apples from Europe, sweet apples. This little cherry tree, I believe. Oh. I think this is the one that I've mentioned in the book. Laura Rainsborough had a passion for this little cherry because it has grown so much fruit. She's been able to make quite a few pies from it.
From this little one by a parking lot.
Yeah, growing out of the corner of a parking lot. Yeah, so that's like the resilience of these kinds of trees. Unless I'm trying to plant them in my own backyard, in which case they're not going to grow. Simple as that. So that's probably a weeping mulberry. And these are ornamental, but they do get fruits on them and you can eat them. And they're pretty too, so it's a nice combination. This little corner lot really encourages me because this is 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 4 fruit trees planted here. Tiny things, really carefully pruned. You can see how open they are to the sun. They're almost like if you put your hand in a claw position upwards, all the light gets into the palm, which helps them grow. So this person knows what they're doing. They're not going to get fruit off of these little guys this year. It's going to take a while. So this is someone who's prepared to wait, maybe planting for the future, maybe not even for themselves. It's a beautiful gift to leave for future generations. Yeah, so holding up one of these trees just to make it even more precious is a flag, and it's either the Italian flag, it could be a Portuguese flag. It's pretty worn out and faded and there's a tear in it, but they've used a flag to hold up to stake up their fruit tree.
They're literally tied to home.
Literally tied to home.